Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Well, I don't know. They sent me over to you. Okay. There was a charge on my account that I didn't make.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with the...
I'm still trying to find out what it is. I couldn't understand the people I was talking to, and you got a lot of static on yours.
Hey, sir, is that any better? Can you hear me better, sir?
Yeah, a little bit. What is the product I was supposed to have bought? Who are you guys?
I do apologize, sir, but my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. Again, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you, but I will first need to pull up an account. So can I have the zip code, please?
My what?
Can I please have the zip code so I can pull up an account
nine,
and see what's going on?
96039.
Okay, thank you for that. Can I have the first and last name, please, sir?
James Maxwell.
Thank you for that, sir. Okay, and can you just verify the shipping address associated with the account you're calling in about?
I don't know. What? How would it be shipped? I have two addresses. We don't receive mail where I'm at.
Okay.
I have a post office box, and I have a street address. Which one do you want?
Whichever one is the one you think would be on the account.
Well, I didn't put anything on the account. I didn't make any purchase from you. I'm trying to find out who in the hell you are.
I understand, sir, and I'm trying to locate the account so I can see exactly what's going on and who you would have those services with. I do apologize, sir.
Who are you?
Yes, sir. My name is Joseph.
What is your product?
Yes, sir. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor, sir. I have a call summary service over 1,000 different companies, sir. For me to be able to assist you, I have to first finish pulling up an account. So that's what I'm currently trying to do so I can see exactly who you would have services with and what's going on with that.
Okay. Let me bring my account back up and find out the name that's on the order, okay?
I need the shipping address and I'll be able to finish locating the account.
That's what I'm asking you. I have two addresses. I don't know. I'm going to give them both of them. How's that?
Oh, that's fine, sir.
Okay. The P.O. Box 824, Happy Camp, California, 96039.
Thank you for that. I've gone ahead and located
the other one. The other one is, my street address is 921 Elk Creek Road, number 12, Happy Camp, California, 96039.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located an account with that information today, and that was for the earpods and the smartwatch is what I'm showing, sir. It looks like there's an order placed for a trial for the smartwatch and earpods for $5.95. Do you remember ever placing that order for the trial for $5.95 on the 3rd of
May? What was it for, though?
The smartwatch and the earpods.
A what?
Yes, smartwatch and earpods, sir, is what you placed the order.
A watch. I don't use watches.
Okay, again, it was a smartwatch in your pods.
Okay. I have no use for a watch.
Okay, so did anyone in your household place this order for the trial?
No.
For the watch? Okay, so you're claiming fraud for this entire order and holding the trial for $5.95?
No.
So you're not claiming fraud for this order, sir?
No.
Did you place this order for the initial trial?
No!
Okay. No. So when your house will place that order, sir?
No.
Okay, sir. So what I can go ahead and do is proceed forward with the fraud claim for you, sir. Now, what that would entail is we would contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location.
I've already called the bank. The bank's already canceled my card. I've already called somebody that just sent me to you. I call them. They canceled the order.
Yes, sir, and you were transferred over to me, sir. So would you like to file this as a fraud claim, sir?